The relief of the schools. Correspondence relative to the disposition to be made of Mrs. E. G. White's book, Christ's Parables and Object Lessons. Extract from Letter to Elder and Mrs. Haskell, written from Kurenbong W., October 24, 1899, and signed by Mrs. E. G. White. I have had conversation with W. C. White and made a proposition to him that I would give the royalty on my coming book, The Parables, if the Review and Herald and the Pacific Press would donate their press work and making of the books in neat, saleable style, and let all the avails be used to help relieve the debts upon our schools. This book will never grow old, and the avails shall go to the schools everywhere to help them. I thought this movement on my part would provoke others to self-denial and to benevolence and mercy, to take right hold of this matter and get out the parables to do this work. Well, the Lord is, I believe, willing to help us in this work. I shall only draw upon the books to give some to the poor that cannot buy. W. C. White enters into this plan with great satisfaction. Of course, we have not time to get this all before you in definiteness, as we will when we have time. First part of a testimony from Mrs. E. G. White, copied at Kurenbong W., November 21, 1899. Written in Maitland W. sometime in November. Dear Brethren Irwin and Haskell, I have some things upon my mind which I must communicate to you. I will state the matter as well as I can. I have thought much, how can I help the school in Battle Creek and help to wipe out that large debt? It came to me that the only way I could do was to make a gift of the book soon to be issued, The Parables. I wish this book to be used in the interests of all our schools. I will require no royalty if our printing office in Battle Creek will find the material and do the work of printing and binding the book. Others can give illustrations, and those who canvass for the work can act their part by taking smaller commission. The conference has pledged the interest on the debt, and this will help in the proposition I have made. We will all share in the act of benevolence and help the schools to help themselves out of their embarrassment. If we will all harmonize in this work, the Lord will be pleased, and the ones who act a part, the Lord will bless. If the Review and Herald find the material, print and bind the book free of cost, they will be doing no more than they would have done had they given the interest on the debt. I have not time to write much, for the mail leaves this morning. I awakened at 12:30 and am now writing to you. I have not the faculty for stating the matter regarding the book as precisely as I would like, but you can understand me, I hope. The Pacific Press would act a part in behalf of the Healdsburg School and the Great Whole proportionately. The Echo Office also would do its part. There should be a general work of benevolence done, that we may accomplish the most in helping our schools. I will give the manuscript of the book as my portion. This, I understand, is now waiting for my last reading of some of the last chapters. Now, my brethren, will you consider this proposition and see what the Review and Herald will do, and what the Pacific Press will do, and what the canvassers will do in reducing their commission? Will you see if you cannot secure donations of illustrations that will make the book attractive and saleable without great cost? Can you see light in this? Let me know if you will do your best to accomplish this transaction. My heart is deeply stirred in regard to the debt upon our schools all over the world. This state of things should not exist. Will you unite with me in creating something that will change this order of things? In the name of the Lord, do something, and do it now. Arouse the people to do something in regard to these school debts.